So we'll probably entertain some questions at this point. I assume that's why there was a motion to extend. And so I'll take us back. Janet Kay.
Hello. Rodrigo, to start, please.
Okay. Janet Kay and Rodrigo.
Benito was there, too.
And Benito.
Hello.
Okay, so I will hold off on the issue of the email that was sent out that spelled out 3-year terms rather than 1-year terms, because we're going to be discussing that after. But two things. One, will the replacement ballot be mailed, bulk mail? how will the replacement ballot be mailed? That's one question. Another question is, when were the paper ballots sent? I had requested that you provide a list of when the you had said something like in chunks or I can't remember the term you said, that the ballots were not all sent out in one mailing, that they were sent out in
batches,
by station, in batches, by station. And I would like to know when each station's ballots had been mailed out from the mail house. And I thought you had told me that you were going to check and get back on that. And
I can respond really quickly. So replacement ballots will not be available. Replacement ballots will not be sent out bulk mail because you need a certain amount of mail in order to send out bulk mail. So replacement ballots will be sent by first class mail. Secondly, regarding the batches, I have repetitively requested information for mail house minutes, just, so I can, say this because people think I'm being stupid or, seek information from people. I give information as I have it. And so the last update from the mail house was that they sent the staff ballots first because that was the smaller of the printings, and then did listener ballots. So the staff ballots were mailed on the first day, and the listener categories the next. I have then followed up and asked for specifics in terms of the order, and I don't have that information. As soon as I have it, again, I repetitively request information from the vendors on this information. As soon as I have it, I will then be able to respond.
Okay.
So the staff ballots were sent on October 22nd, is that it? And or was it the 15th? I can't remember which date. And then the listener ballots were sent the next day in batches. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
So what I was told,
everybody mute unless you're speaking, please. There's a lot of static on here. I don't know if somebody's outside or. Everybody please mute unless you're Janet right now or Joe. Everyone mute your phones, please. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Joy.
All of the staff items were put in the post office today. This was an email dated to me on the 22nd. For the listener group, everything was sent will be sent the following business day.
Okay, thank you.
Nobody, as far as I know, no listener has received a paper ballot.
I'm aware of that, and I said that in the beginning of my update.
Okay, thank you. Rodrigo?
Yeah, two questions. I don't know if it was mentioned or not, but one is that the ballots for staff, right? They don't pay. I don't know. We haven't gotten any ballots yet, a lot of us. And then KPFK. Second, at the last meeting of the local station board, KPFK, I asked the general manager why no PSAs in Spanish has ever done, because that's what is going to bring us, you know, to this situation is that these elections might be challenged, you know, and based on that, as you know, KPFK, and I need a clarification if it was not indicated in the task or the duties of the national election supervisor, but you know, it's been a practice that it's been done. PSAs in Spanish, you know. But what we've been seeing is or listening is that at night, where the Spanish language programming is, you know, on the air, it's only English, or being announced. So knowing that KPFK has, you know, I mean, a lot of people who speak Spanish, that as donors, as you know, part of the membership, right? Why is it that not one single announcement has been done in Spanish? Who is responsible for that? And how are we going to solve and catch up, you know, that situation? Those two questions I would like to have an answer. Because okay. Management...
Can you remind, what was the first question?
First question is that the staff, you know, haven't gotten any ballot for the elections. We haven't gotten anything yet.
Okay. Yep. So the first on the PSAs in Spanish, I know for a fact that the LES you know, took the CART scripts that we have and translated into Spanish to record them in Spanish. So I can address with the general manager why the Spanish ones aren't being aired in the evenings, but we specifically, I know she specifically translated and then cut PSAs in Spanish particularly for that purpose. So I will make a note to follow up to see what the reason is that those aren't being aired. So that's number one. Number two on the ballot, you know, like I said in the beginning of the update, I'm aware that majority of people have not received a paper ballot. For, I believe it's at KPFK, for a number of the staff, there were staff emails that were included on the list. That was a glitch in the system that a number of the emails, we did have a couple of glitches in the system. One, where there was an extra space added in email addresses that caused them to bounce back. So again, like I mentioned in the update, we were doing regular audits to find those and be able to fix them. Two, I know at one particular station, and I believe it's the KPFK staff category, there were I still have no idea how this happened. A number of the emails just did not upload to the system, and we're manually adding those back in so they can be included in Monday's email blast.
Okay, just a point of clarification. Management, you know, told us that she did not have anything to do with that, you know, with the announcements in Spanish. That it was your responsibility to take care of that. I mean, it was that,
so,
it was, yeah,
right.
So.
So I accept the responsibility in that the LES who is there, part of the reason why she's hired is also because she can write and speak in Spanish. And like I said, I know for a fact that she translated some of the cards that we had into Spanish and recorded them. So I'm going to follow up to see why they're not being played. So
yeah,
just
so
clarification, were any of the Spanish cards played during the nomination period either?
No. I mean, not that we have heard, you know, we haven't heard one single time, you know, especially now that we are not even on the air, but all the time, you know, we do the our programming at night, right? And then
right.
All the time we are on the air, you know, the Spanish language programming is on the air. It's just English announcements, not one single in Spanish. And I think, I think, you know, it doesn't matter. But the thing is that it has, you know, like you know, very serious implications in terms of the validity of this election. It's going to have it.
Okay.
You know, if
okay.
we don't
work
well, like I said, you know, this issue.
Like I said, I'll look into it, but I know for a fact that she did them, so I will look into it and post an update next.
Thanks.
Lydia, we're out of time again on this.
Oh, okay. Does anybody wish to extend?
I'll make a motion to extend for 15 minutes.
Okay. Okay, who seconded it? Who said second?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Rodrigo. Okay, any objection?
I have a point of information.
Yes.
How many people have questions? How many more people have questions?
I have Benito and Lawrence, and we have your motion on the agenda, so under this item.
Alan would like to make just one statement.
Okay.
It'll take more than 30 seconds.
Okay, well, right now Benito is next. First of all, is there any objection to extending? Okay, hearing none, Benito? Benito? Okay, Lawrence, until we get Benito back.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
There he is. Okay.
No, I don't have anything other than the motion.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence?
Yes, two questions. First of all, I did my card in Spanish, and I have not heard it. I mean, I don't listen 24 hours a day, but I'm pretty sure that there has been, I do listen to the Spanish language shows, and I have not heard any Spanish language cards, but there have been English ones, which is kind of disenfranchising. And then the question that I have is, those people who don't have emails on the list for KPFK and or for Pacifica in general, how are you going to address the adjustment of the error that you're going that was made? And then the second question or the third question is how are you handling campaign violation? Because I know there's been a couple of complaints from KPFK in regards to a programmer.
Okay, let me see if I got all of those. So, one, are you also at KPFK regarding the Spanish language PSAs not playing?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. So, again, I'll look into those and address that and provide an update such as I have it. Two, regarding the emails, like I said, when we find the information or find their emails or people, I've processed about 60 of them where people email and say, I didn't get the email, I have an email address that you can attach to my record. I keep a log, a running electronic log that will be in my final report. Of adding those email addresses and then sending the email, resending the voter email. So for those who are missing, like I said, we're going back in and adding them and then sending out the email, the voter information emails to voters. So we are doing that process. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of the people that don't have any emails on record.
If they don't have an email on record and they have a mailing address, they're going to get a paper ballot.
Okay. And then the third question about the campaign violations, and are you aware of the complaints that have been filed against in regards to the programmer that has violated the campaign provision?
Sure. Just to let you know the process of that, so when the campaign violations come in, I sign them to the LES responsible for that station, who then, as, you know, accordingly, you know, to the bylaws and the process, you know, goes to listen, whether it's an on-air program, goes to listen or pulls the archives to listen to the thing and make a determination from there. They then send me their written report that I review before they issue the actual violation. So I've seen a number of them come in. I've seen the LES's and reviewed LES's memos on those, and then we try to issue them as soon as possible. I am aware that there has been a delay. One particular LES has been kind of slow or missing in action for a couple of days, and I am addressing that immediately.
Okay, thank you, Joy.
No problem.
Okay, and Teresa, and then I have a comment question. Teresa? Teresa Allen.
Sorry. I just wanted to say it concerns me when you say that there's some people at some stations that did not give you proper lists, because I did everything I could to make sure our staff provided up-to-date lists, and I hope that the staff member that's responsible for not updating the lists, which as a result has cost us a lot of time and money, I hope that they are written up by somebody. And it's very frustrating to be on a meeting and hear in a report, oh, there are people that are doing this, and I'm thinking, who? I'd like to take action against them that would motivate them to get it done properly. And I can only assume that you're not just wringing your hands, that you're taking steps to actually have those people written up so they can do their job. Thank you.
So can I just respond to that?
Yes, please.
So one of the difficulties that has been mentioned in previous reports, and also is very true in this occasion, is that for some, particularly for the staff list or unpaid staff list, there are multiple people that we first have to find out who they are to then get a list from people. There is no one person that we are to get both a staff or listener list, and that's it. So at some stations, it's the database person to give me the listener list, and then they send that list, and then they say, oh, you need to talk to this person about the volunteer list, and then this person about the staff list, and this one about the unpaid staff list. That makes it very confusing, and a delayed process in getting the proper information and then being able to clean things accordingly. I mean, at one particular station, that was the case where there were three different people that I had to contact or follow up with to get a list. And then in one of the lists, it included information from 2012, which I didn't find out until afterwards that needs to be purged from the list. Why someone would send me a list with 2012 names and addresses on it, I have no idea. But those are some of the frustrating things to be able to meticulously go through and prepare a list. It just makes it extremely frustrating and time consuming in order to produce a list for the election.
Okay, so then I have my question was, by what date should people reasonably start requesting the ballots from you, replacement ballots from you? I would also like to recommend, this happened to me with our slate mailer, is that I've always gotten them like the next day after they say they've sent it to the post office, and this time it was like several days. It was almost like our mailing here. But anyway, and so I called the mailing house, and they called the post office. So rather than ask, I think, Simply Voting about, if they produce this or if they send it to the post office, I recommend they call the post office, because after that call was placed, we got it the next day. Everybody got it the next day. And so my experience has been that it gets, at the post office, they get this huge mailing and they put it aside and somebody forgets, and it actually happens more often than one would think. So rather than just ask them, maybe recommend they call the post office. But anyway, but the main thing is, by what date should people start emailing you for replacement ballots, do you think?
Yeah. So with the vendor's update of, the end of this week, beginning of this week,
And then next week includes Veterans Day, which does mail send on Veterans Day? I don't remember.
No.
Yeah. So, I would be comfortable. With next Thursday, that then I would even be, because I'm on all of the lists as well, and actually I've only received two mailers from even the Slade, but I would be comfortable by, next Thursday that people can start not panicking is a word, but requesting replacement ballots at that point.
Okay.
I have one more quick question.
Okay.
Okay. Wait a second. Is there a motion? Is there time for my motion?
Yes, we have some time. We have some time left. We did it for the whole item when we extended. Okay. Go ahead, Janet. Okay.
Right. Can you tell us how many members have voted online so far?
And I don't see results, obviously. So it's just vote cast. For KPSA, the listener has been 234. For KPS staff has been 9. For KPFK listeners has been 155. For KPFK staff it's been 12. For KPFT listener it's been 67. For KPFT staff it's been 9. And for WBAI, only a total of 9 people have voted online.
Okay. Thank you very much. And thank you, Joy. And we look forward. I suspect we're going to need to hear from you at our December meeting. And,
sure. And again, just so I can reiterate, if this is a significant delay in the paper ballot, I will make a decision to extend the return date, and we'll take measures to make sure to put cards and information out about that process.
If there's more of a delay, will you also adjust the date by which we can request the replacement ballots? Otherwise, you'll have everybody calling for them. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and so let's move on. Thank you again, and good night, and apologize to your little girl.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, so, George, how much time do we have left on the item?
3 minutes and 8 seconds.
I'm sorry?
3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Is there a motion to extend in order to consider the election? Okay. Oh, that's right, because it was for 15 minutes. Okay, any objection to that? Hearing no objection. Benito, are you going to make it, or now that Serene is on, you want her to make the motion?
I can read it and speak in a little bit.
Okay.
So,
go ahead. Go.
So the idea is to rescind an amendment that was approved by DMV, sponsored by Brian. I'll read the amendment first that we want to rescind, and then the new language. The foundation shall the old language approved in May, I guess it was, Ryan's amendment was, the foundation shall hold delegate elections in 2015 at each of its 5 stations and accept the KPFK. The winners shall immediately, upon certification of the results, replace those currently serving delegates whose terms should have expired in December 13th. The terms ending in December of 16th. Okay? and further that the foundation shall hold elections as soon as feasible after the 2015 election and accept that APFK, the winners shall immediately upon certification replace the then currently serving delegates whose terms might nearly expire in December of 15th. All right, so that's the that was approved some months ago, which needs to be rescinded, and we would basically go back to the original language that calls for 3-year terms. So the new language, basically the old language, the foundation shall hold delegate election in 2015 for a 3-year term.
Hello?
At each of its 5 stations, and accept that KPFK, the winners, shall in December 15th replace those currently serving delegates whose terms could have expired in December 1st. And further, that the foundation shall hold elections in 2016 for a 3-year term and accept that KPFK, the winners, shall in December 16 replace the then currently serving delegates whose terms would ordinarily expire.
That is okay.
Point of order, it's Brian.
I think we need.
Hold on. Okay. What is your point of order? And I know it has to be rescinded first. And I'm going to ask when it was noticed for that. Go ahead.
My point of order is that it can't be rescinded first. It should be treated as a motion to amend something previously adopted.
Okay.
You can't rescind an amendment, so.
Oh, that's true. It's the full motion. Okay.
And it requires the same threshold as a motion to rescind. Simple majority with notice, 2/3 without.
Yeah, exactly. And so, Serene, you weren't on the call when I asked, was this previously noticed to amend? I think it was. I've seen so many election motions, but.
Around the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, somewhere around there. I think maybe the 22nd, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And okay. So Serene, did you want to motivate?
Yes. And thank you for getting it on.
I assume Serene you're seconding?
Yeah, can you
okay. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So there are two problems with the, I think we've run out of time to get to the ability to discuss this. But the first portion is to grant only 1 year term to vote.
Can you speak up a little bit louder because of the background noise? We can't hear you very well.
Oh, there's no noise in my background.
Oh, okay. Benito, you want to mute? Is that your phone?
I don't think so, but I'm mute.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Okay. Somebody's. Hold on a second. Someone has like some staticky. Background noise. If you can mute whoever it is. Or everybody mute except the person speaking at any given time. That would be helpful. Okay. Go ahead, Serene. Just speak loudly.
I'm in a hospital.
Okay.
Yeah. The first portion assigned 1 year terms. That's problematic because it's been, well, first of all, all of our literature says people are running for 3 years. So I think it would be a real problem to now tell them, no, you're really running for 1 year. And additionally, if we want to get back into the cycle trying to make up for that 2013 missed election, I don't see how we accomplish that by assigning one-year terms. It is not the fault of the people who are running now that the 2013 election was canceled. So to force them to get only 1 year, which would be the 1 year remaining had there been elections in 2013, doesn't seem reasonable. And as I said, the literature has indicated that they're running for a three-year term. On the second point, if we were to have elections as soon as feasible, whenever that is, and which I think presumes that it will not be the normal cycle with the seating in December, it could happen at any time, let's say August, for example. It could end in August, in which case we're going to have every 3 years, we're going to have half of the board, half of each board, terming off, well, except for KPFK, because that doesn't even cover KPFK. It would have half of the other four boards terming off and turning over in the middle of the year, which represents a serious lack of continuity, I think would be very disruptive to the process. So I think the understanding when we voted was that people whose terms would only expire in 2015, that December 2015, that those terms would carry over, that is what we said, until December 16th, and the persons who are going to be elected during the course of 2016 will get three-year terms. We should really stick to the three-year terms that the bylaws require. There's no reason to switch temporarily to a one-year term. It has no real effect. No positive effect.
Okay, so just to be clear, so it's the application of member rights and their terms over the calendar, right?
That sounds very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, point of information and or I have some information about the notice, and I also want to get on the staff.
Okay. Those will be two different things. What's the information about the notice? And then it'll be Brian, and then you can be on the stack.
Okay. I just forwarded Serene's notice. It was a notice of the intention to rescind the motion of May 7, 2015 late delegate elections. It was not about the amendment. It was the entire motion. So.
But was that the intent? The intent was the amendment? Serene? No, I'm not asking Janet. I'm asking Serene.
Yes, and
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I will accept that as proper notice, since, you know, Brian clarified what it should have been, and we're not going to stick to that. I think that's proper notice. Brian?
I just want to say that you know, Serene's motion is to replace language that I believe I and I alone am solely responsible for complicating our lives with, and while my intentions were pure, I'm sorry, and I think what she's proposing is much more practical and fairer to all parties concerned, and I would encourage a yes vote.
Okay, thank you. Janet Kay?
Well, I am concerned that this is going to, this is a rush thing, and what has happened so far with the election motions has turned into, has complicated things, in any case, I move to postpone this. I mean, we need more time to look at this because there might be implications that we haven't thought of, we haven't had time to think of, so I move to postpone to the next open session.
Is there a second?
Janet Coleman's on the call. I would second that.
Okay. Is there anyone who wants to speak to or for postponement?
I'd like to speak again.
May I motivate?
Okay. Yes, you may motivate.
Right.
And then I heard Robert, Mark, and Serene, I think?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so part of what is involved is that the candidates, I mean, I don't know whether I would agree to rescinding the amendment, but the candidates are running based on their knowledge that it was a one-year term from the start, and then this came up when Joy sent out the 3 years. And there's nothing about who the elections would be held for in 2016 in this new language. It's just incomplete. It just needs some more thought. So I have concerns, and I would like it to be postponed.
Okay. And Robert Mark?
Yes. I wrote this to everybody, and I hope some people remember this, but there is no provision in our bylaws for an election for a term of less than 3 years, except for the initial board of directors after these bylaws were approved. And I think that if you try and elect somebody for a year and then tell them after a year you're up for election again, we are hanging out for litigation by people who say there's no authority for less than a full term in the bylaws. Even though we violate the bylaws all the time, I think that might be an issue that a court might actually listen to. And people tend to be litigious in Pacifica when it comes to elections. So I am in favor of not postponing, or I am against postponing, because I think we need to make this election comply with the bylaws.
Okay, thank you. Robert and Serene.
Okay, thank you. I didn't see that, Robert. I'm sorry, I haven't been online. But to say that this is hasty is not correct. This motion was actually passed, and the original motion was actually passed through both governance and after at least 5 meetings devoted to the motion. The amendments came when the board was dealing with the motion. And I think that was something that happened in a very short period of time. As I said, we were running out of time. There wasn't even really time to amend the amendment or to really get into a discussion. The motion that folks are looking at now, even the addition of the language that says for 3-year terms, it's there for clarity since the issue of a 1-year election came up. But it's not strictly necessary because, as Mr. Mark just pointed out, that's all our bylaws allow us to run elections for. So it is, in fact, the language that's being offered tonight or reoffered tonight or reintroduced tonight is, in fact, language that has stood scrutiny by, as I said, joint meetings and separate meetings of both elections and governance over a period of several months. There's nothing rushed about this.
Okay. Thank you. And I can't remember, was somebody else on the stack or was that it? I think that was it. Is there any other discussion on this? Okay. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll? This is a vote on postponement.
Allen. Can't hear you. Oh, Greta.
Alan says no.
Alan, no. Greta? Can't hear you. Jim Brown?
No.
No. Steve Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Kasnave?
No.
No. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
No.
No. Edward Secret?
No.
No. Fuentes?
No.
No. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Mark?
Mark says no.
No. Medina? Can't hear you. Norman?
No.
No. Ryder? Can't hear you. Rave?
No.
No. Roberts? can't hear you. Tucker?
No, sorry.
No. Roberts, no. Tucker?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Argueta?
No.
No. Medina? Ryder?
No.
No. Okay, let me count. I have 4 yes, 14 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Fazan, no. 4, 16, 0. Fail.
Point of order, Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes.
Are we going to go, don't we have a time certain for executive session? And
we do, but right now we have another motion on the table that we're discussing.
Right. Well, we can't discuss. It's 7:30.
We have to go to vote. I realize that, Jose Luis. I said we were discussing and we were about to take a vote. And we had extended.
I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
Janet K.
Hold on just a moment, Janet. George, when we extended 15 minutes, is it up?
You have left 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
Thank you very much. Janet K.
Well, I move that cancel the executive session and continue this, the open session.
Are you extending on item?
On the adjournment time. I'm extending on the adjournment time of this meeting. That we adjourn at 11:45 and thus cancel the executive session.
This is point of information.
Okay.
I thought we have a time certain agenda. Ends at 7:30, and we have a GM waiting for us executive session. I mean, our ED executive session. And does this require a 2/3 vote?
It would. First of all, it would require a 2/3 vote, but we're also have 2 minutes to go on this item. I will entertain extensions about any motions about the meeting after we finish this one item. Is there any objection to finishing the motion that's on the floor? Thank you, because we have 2 minutes left on the motion having to do with the election. If there's no other discussion on that, can we go to a vote? Anything else that anybody was going to say? You have 2 minutes. Okay. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll on the amendment?
Should I read it?
You may read it if you wish, yes.
The Foundation shall hold delegate elections in 2015 for a 3-year term at each of the 5 stations, and except at KPFK, the winners shall in December 15 replace those currently serving delegates whose terms should have expired in December of 13. And further, that the Foundation shall hold elections in 2016 for 3-year terms, and except at KPFK, the winners shall in December 16 replace the then currently serving delegates whose terms would ordinarily expire in December 15th, period.
Okay, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Allen.
Allen says pass.
Pass. Argueta. sorry?
Hey, Ben.
Pass. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes, Steve Brown.
No.
No, Tesney.
Yes.
Yes, Coleman. Can't hear you. Diaz. Yes.
Coleman says Edward. No.
Coleman, no. Edward Seeker.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes.
Transfer. I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
All right. I'm not sure where I was. Cobrin passes. Lane Ewart. Can't hear you. Mark?
I hate that woman. And my vote is yes.
What? Mark,
that woman
yes.
That tells me that that's an extra extension. I hate her.
Medina. Medina, can't hear you. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Ryder?
Yes.
Yes. Reyes?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Allen?
Allen says yes.
Yes. Argueta?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn abstained. Lane Ewart, didn't hear you. Medina? Didn't hear you. Okay, let me count. I have 14 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Was on yes, that's 15-2-1.
Okay, thank you. So that's settled. Okay, now I will entertain motions as to where we go from here. We do have at least one item that I think out of respect we should deal with an executive session, and I sent that document earlier, so I know people know what I'm talking about. Okay, Adriana?
Yeah, I propose that we add half an hour.
Okay.
We spend half an hour before adjourning to executive session.
Okay, half an hour, so at 11:10, we would adjourn. That's your proposal?
Adjourn to executive.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Question, Brian.
I have a question.
Brian.
So I have two questions. One is that we had a bunch of litigation-related things on the agenda there. Were arrangements made for any of Pacifica's attorneys to join us in the executive session?
No, but I have been in touch with, there are a couple of issues to just update briefly, but the one report that I sent out is relevant to our progress on the personnel committee, and so I would like to, for us to deal with it. So I would not favor canceling altogether.
Lydia, when did you send it?
I don't know. I can look it up, but anyway.
The second question was...
And I can also resend it if you didn't get it. Regardless, I'm saying I object to canceling it altogether.
Got it. Okay.
My second question was, we had scheduled an exit interview with our executive director. Is he able to attend the call tonight?
No, and that's what I was referring to. He sent the exit interview. If we must discuss this in open session, I will not discuss the elements in it for sure.
No. I guess my question is, I know he sent a written exit interview. I had questions, and I imagine other people had questions of him that would be a follow-up on some things in there and some things not addressed in there.
I can address the context. I will not do that in open session. I'm saying...
I understand that. My question is he willing to come on the call?
No, I already addressed that. I addressed it in my email, so if you can... I'm just saying that... That, along with other things, are relevant to having an executive session. I personally will oppose canceling the executive session. But that doesn't mean I would not support, the body can overrule me. I don't care.
I don't
object to extending the open session, but I do object to canceling it altogether.
Got it. Janet K. Point of information. I'm sorry. I believe I asked you right after the drive.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor. So is it a point of information, or are you speaking to her motion?
I have a point.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So
Wait. I thought it was Janet K. And then you.
I am in bed.
Okay. Only one point of information. Okay. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, I was late getting on the call, but I had also given notice about some issues with the affiliates, and I'm wondering where that is on the open agenda.
We're not getting to it, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
And is that it? Is there any other question? The motion on the
Janet
floor. Oh, Janet K., there was a point of information.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, so... The motion is to extend 30 minutes, and we've been talking for, almost 10 minutes about this. So I'm wondering, when would the 30-minute extension start? Once
okay.
We vote?
It starts when we agree to. How can it start before that?
Well, because I had set a time certain, so I will rescind that. I said till 8:12, because if you don't leave time for the executive session, then it becomes all moot. Okay, so 30 minutes, Adriana, from the time that we pass it. Is that correct?
And I second that.
Yes.
Adriana, is that what you meant? Okay. Okay, so is there any objection to extending 30 minutes open session? Hearing
yes.
None?
Yes.
There is an objection. Take the roll call, Madam Secretary, please.
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Yes. Agueta.
I would abstain.
Abstain. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown. Yes. Cassmade.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman. Can't hear you. Diaz.
I abstain.
Sorry? Coleman?
I abstain. Coleman abstain.
Abstain. Diaz.
Pass.
Pass. Edward Seekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Pointed.
No.
No. Coburn, yes. Wayne Ewart. Can't hear you. Mark.
Mark says no.
Mark, no. Medina. Can't hear you. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes.
Diaz, you passed.
I'm sorry, I missed the vote.
Wait.
Secretary, yeah,
Please. Diaz, you passed?
No.
Diaz, no. Lane Ewart.
Abstain.
Nadina. Can't hear you. All right, let me count. I have 11 yes, 3 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote? Yes, I vote yes. Razan, yes. So that's 12-3-4. This passes.
Okay. So let's move on the agenda. What's the next item? Signatory?
Yes.
Okay.
Point of information, George.
George, go ahead.
Are we 30 minutes from the time we just passed this, or?
Yes, 30 minutes from now.
Okay, thank you.
Dana Kay.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I move that the motions regarding one moment.
One at a time, and please read them.
Okay. The first one is regarding Pacifica Financial Account Signatories. The Pacifica National Board approved the following financial account signatories to be effective immediately. John M. Profit is to be removed as an authorized signatory and operator from any and all financial institutions, including but not limited to banking investments, stock, securities, and vendor accounts for Pacifica Foundation. PNB Chair and Interim Executive Director Lydia Bazan is authorized to be a primary signatory and operator on all financial institutions, including but not limited to investment, stock, and securities accounts for Pacifica Foundation.
Is there a second?
Second, yes.
Bonita.
Motion. Okay. I just want to clarify. I'm already on some of these from a previous motion in a different capacity, I think. Just FYI, we may have to come back and add Tony if it requires a second. I see. We already covered that in B. Sorry. Okay. Let's not confuse. Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing none.
I'm sorry. Who seconded it?
Benito.
Okay. Okay. So may I the second one?
Yes, please.
Okay. And I move this one as well. Regarding the trustees of the Pacifica Foundation Pension and Retirement Plan, the Pacifica National Board approved the following regarding the trustees of the Pacifica Foundation Pension and Retirement Plan to be effective immediately. The Pacifica National Board hereby accepts the resignation of Executive Director John Profit as one of the trustees of the Pacifica Foundation Pension and Retirement Plan and appoints Vice Chair Tony Norman to serve as his successor trustee. Pacifica National Board Chair and Interim Executive Director remains as the second trustee.
Yes, and to clarify, this was the one I was referring to where it requires two of
Brian here.
The officers. Yes, Brian.
I'd move to amend. In the final sentence after the words executive director, the words Lydia Bazan. Insert Lydia Bazan.
And Lydia Bazan.
Were you able to get that, Janet?
Yes.
Is there any objection to that amendment? Is there any objection to the motion?
Point of information.
Yes.
Is it and Lydia Brisson? Not just the word Lydia Brisson, but the word and also?
No.
It's interim executive director, comma, Lydia Brisson.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Okay. The third one?
I'm sorry, who seconded that one?
Who seconded the amendment?
I'll second it. All right. And so the main motion as amended, did we already?
Yes.
There was no objection?
Yes. Is there any objection? Hearing none, let's go on to C.
Okay, one second. All right, C.